Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. You know, when I was a student, especially when I was in middle school or high school, I remember cramming for tests, and I actually was a pretty good crammer. I could cram for a test the night before and show up the next day, and often I could get a pretty good grade on the test. But one of the things that I realized over time is that when I crammed for a test the night before and what I executed on the test the next day didn't stick with me in the weeks and months to come. If I really wanted to learn something, if I really wanted to understand the content and to be able to apply it in ways that are appropriate, I really had to spend more time with it rather than just cramming the night before. And that's a principle that I think is true in a variety of spaces in our lives. In fact, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, which is in our daily Bible reading for today, there's a proverb that reflects that. And it says this in Proverbs 13, verse 11. It says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." What's the significance of the proverb? It's saying that when we get something very quickly and easily, the reality is that we're not going to really know what to do with it. We're not going to hang on to it. And if it's money, if it's wealth, when we acquire that quickly, maybe we win the lottery, or maybe we get a job that's really above our ability, and yet we get a big income all of a sudden, and we've got a lot of money in the bank. The reality is that which comes in quickly can leave just as quickly on the other end. And that's true in life. That's true in education. It's true in music. I spent a lot of time in a practice room. Those times when I could fudge through my lessons, not having practice, just done a little bit right before, didn't really contribute to my musicianship. But those slow churning practice room sessions that happened day after day, time after time, that's what really made me into the kind of musician that I wanted to be. And friends, here's the deal. It's this way in our relationship with God as well. Oftentimes we're looking for a quick fix to our spiritual issues. We're looking for some nugget of a verse that just pops, and then all of a sudden everything changes. And certainly God can do that sometimes. God can speak and revolutionize our world through a sermon or through a class or one session in a growth group. But the reality is that the formation of Christ in us, the formation spiritually that's the most productive and that's the most necessary in our lives, is that which is a slow churning formation, is that which is born of just showing up week after week in worship, of showing up morning after morning, opening the Word and inviting God to speak. It's showing up to those opportunities to learn and to grow. And maybe it's not just one conference, but maybe it's a cumulative effect of 10 or 15 conferences over time. Friends, certainly God can do a wealth-inducing kind of a thing in one moment. And when I say wealth, I mean a spiritual wealth-inducing moment. God can revolutionize our lives just like that. But the reality is the kind of real transformation, the kind of real formation that occurs happens slowly over time. Maybe you're frustrated with your spiritual life. Maybe you've been reopening your Bible and, you know, maybe you do what some of us do at times in our journey, where you just flip through the pages and close your eyes and poke at a verse and you just hope that's the one that changes everything. Friends, that's fine. God can use that sometimes. But what He'll do, if you're faithful, as you show up week after week, morning after morning, inviting God, pleading with God, being honest with God, He's going to do something great in your life, and it's going to happen over time. I read this to you again. Wealth gained hastily will dwindle. That which is a quick fix, that which happens overnight, the principle is it's not going to last. It doesn't lead to real lasting formation. But listen to this. But whoever gathers little by little will increase it. Maybe in your approach to your relationship with God, maybe you'd come to Him this morning or this evening or whenever you're listening to this afternoon, and you'd say, God, rather than change everything all at once, God, would you just give me something? Would you give me something today to shift my thinking? Would you give me something today to change my attitude? Would you give me something today that I can do differently to walk closer in step with you? And if you want to radically change my life today, I'm game. Go for it. But if you want to shift me just one degree, I'm also into that, God, and I want you to have that with me. And friends, I don't know if you've heard this before, but a series of one degree changes guess what? That can add up. And pretty soon that can add up to be a whole 180 in our lives. 180 days of 1 degree changes turns into 180 degrees. Friends, keep pursuing the Lord. Keep trusting Him even when it seems slow. And know that that slow churn is going to produce great results by the Holy Spirit. God bless you, friends. Have a great day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.